Let's take a look at what our scriptures are telling us today to help us prepare our hearts to hear and to listen to God's voice. For finding God, listening to his voice, and believing in his leading can be overwhelming to all of us. We read today that one can hear God without recognizing that it is God. This young boy Samuel, we are told, was ministering to the Lord under the direction of the prophet Eli. Samuel hears a voice repeatedly, and he assumes he is being called by Eli. Our New Testament reading, Jesus asks Philip to follow him, and Philip, in return, goes to find his friend Nathanael. He seems determined that Nathanael needs to come and see Jesus, who he is so excited about. He wants to share his joy, and he believes he has found the one Moses talked about. Jesus had found Philip, who in turn found Nathanael. But Nathanael's response to this invitation was not met with the same excitement. He replies with, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was a small village during those days, perhaps with only a few hundred in population. It's remote and of little consequence. He knew that the promised Savior was to come from Bethlehem, not Nazareth. He was pretty skeptical of all that he was being told to him. And then comes a little girl that had been brought up in a church like Samuel, heard a lot about the one Moses talked about, the one Philip and Nathanael had met. She began to question what she had been taught about her God. Her family has deep roots in this faith. They had been believed in this God for generations, for she was baptized in the same church where her mother was baptized in, the same church her grandfather was baptized in, and the same church that her great-grandfather helped build on his homesteaded land that he acquired after his arrival in his new country, America. She knew all about Jesus, but did Jesus know her? While attending a youth group meeting one evening, her youth director began to discuss different ideas that caused an alarm to go off in her head, teaching that she was unhappy with at the time. Speaking in tongues? The idea that if you have a headache, you go into a room and pray for it to go away instead of just taking a simple aspirin? All those years of attending church, Sunday school, midweek school, these teachings had not been addressed before, or at least she didn't recall them. They were new and unlike anything she'd heard, and they made her feel uncomfortable. Nathanael was not comfortable with this man that Philip met, but Philip's request was simple, come and see. Nathanael decides to follow Philip and see for himself. This person that Philip is so excited about. Jesus immediately sees Nathanael and describes his character. He says, a true Israelite, not a false bone in his body. Nathanael is surprised and wonders how does Jesus know him so well, for he was a godly man, receptive to the Lord's calling. Jesus had seen him under the fig tree. So what does that tell us? Nothing can be hidden from God. Jesus knew his heart. Immediately, Nathanael recognizes Jesus to be the Christ, calling out that he is the Son of God and the King of Israel. He became one of his chosen 12, and while following Jesus, he was a witness to the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, and became a missionary spreading the gospel. Another lesson we learn from the scriptures is that sometimes we need a mentor who can help direct us so we can learn to recognize and respond to God's voice. With Samuel, he knew to go to his spiritual leader, Eli. After his third call, it dawns on Eli that it is the Lord who is calling for him. He instructs Samuel to go back, lay down, and if God calls again, answer the voice. He followed his instructions, and the voice did call again. This time he was ready with an answer. Speak, for your servant is listening. This troubled young girl goes home after that disturbing meeting and discussed her conflicts with her parents. They suggest that she does a counter devotion for the next youth group meeting with her ideas. This began her opening the pages of the Bible to study it for herself. She spent time in the scriptures and found out what she believed and why. She went back with answers and a few questions about what she had found in her study. She had found that the Bible can be a very difficult book to truly understand, but what a reward it gives. She found Jesus. She discovered that Jesus wanted to be part of her daily life. She was overwhelmed with joy. She felt his arms around her. She felt peace. And as she spent more time in conversation and quiet time with him, she found more than words on a page. Jesus seemed to come alive. The Bible became a new book to get absorbed in. Jesus was someone she could talk to and be listened to. It created a thirst in her that she could not seem to quench. She began going to Bible studies, not only at her church, but at the high school, at her friend's church. She did not seem to be able to get enough. A year later, her church helped fund a trip to Dallas, Texas. She attended a conference that was sponsored by Campus Crusade for Christ. She went to the mountaintop. Can you imagine about 100,000 Christians from all over the world filling the Cotton Bowl every evening to listen to Christian music and speakers? What a blessing. Classes were held during the day on evangelism and Christian service. She came back to the Valley and continued to work with Campus Crusade for Christ as one of the many volunteers to evangelize the area she lived in. This young girl did what Samuel did. She went home to a spiritual mentor, her parents, to help her recognize that it was God calling her. She discovered his answer. She did what Nathaniel did. She went and saw for herself. That little girl was me. Another lesson we learn from Scripture is to seek God as a humble believer. Samuel says, "Speak, for your servant hears." Philip says, "Come and see." Nathaniel says, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Parents that lead the way say, "Go, do your own Bible study. See for yourself what Jesus says." The lesson I learned from Samuel is that Jesus is always wanting to speak to me. He wants to fellowship with me. The lesson I learned from Nathaniel is that Jesus has always known me, loved me, and watches over me. In Scriptures, I find Jesus. I continue to know and hear his voice throughout my life. The Bible says, "When you search for me, you will find me," Jeremiah 29:13. He speaks to us in our thoughts. The Spirit communicates with our spirit. One may enter your quiet time with praise and a thankful heart, for God is worthy of all our praise and for all that he has done for us. The more time we spend with him, the more certain we become in hearing his voice and the direction that he desires for us. Keep your focus on the Scriptures, for he will never tell you to do anything contrary to his word. Knowing God's word gives one the confidence in the whisper of his voice. This reminds me of a game my sister would love to play with our little nephew. She'd tell him that she had a secret. She would get him to come to her, and then she would grab him in his arms and give him a big hug and then whisper something in his ear. She got what her heart desired. That's what Jesus wants to do with you. Go to him. Feel his presence. Let him give you that big hug and whisper something in your ear. "I love you. You are never alone." God's voice is powerful. His word brought beauty out of chaos in the creation story. It quieted the wind during the storm. It healed the sick. It raised the dead. And on the cross he said, "It is finished." He showed his love for you and me and gives us life. But that is not the end of the story, but only the beginning. Jesus is our way back to the Father. Through Jesus, the door is wide open. Don't spend another day in loneliness or hopelessness. He wants a relationship with you. Spend your days with him, experiencing hope, acceptance, forgiveness, and love. Jesus is here today. Believe it. You may be asking, what do you think God is calling you to do? There are many answers to that question, as many as there are people who ask it. But the Bible tells us we are to love others, care for the poor, live our lives in such a way that we point to the power of the gospel. Those are great commands to start with when we contemplate what God is calling us to do. A new year has started. It begins with it a time for a new beginning, and I'd like to put a challenge before you today. Sit down in your quiet space with the Scriptures, every day or night, with pen and paper, and listen. Take some deep breaths, quiet your spirit, praise God, and ask God to speak to you. Meditate on his word. Allow your mind to relax. Calm down. One may find it difficult at first, for there are many distractions in our world today. Keep your self-talk positive. Remember, God does not make junk. Remember, you are a child of God. Remember, you are a part of his family. Remember, you are a new creation in Christ. Remember, you are loved. Write down your thoughts. You'll hear his voice calling. His voice is full of joy, wisdom, love, healing. Do this daily, and you will begin to see what God is whispering to you. Hear his voice. Put it into practice what he is revealing to you, and you will find more peace, more joy, and more contentment. In summary, let's remember, when we pray, God listens. When we listen, God talks. When we believe, God works. Amen.